Module 4. Labour Market Offer and Employment Conditions. Introduction. Knowledge of labour market situation and active employment policy measures can be crucial information for attracting foreign investors' attention. Therefore, it should be considered the fact that Cyprus is part of a unique European market on which free movement of workers is performed. Except introducing foreign investors with possibilities of employment, types and procedure of employment and basic legal regulations in employer-employee relation and employer-director relation are relevant. First, labour market. 1.1. Overview, theoretical framework. This unit is designed to introduce the term of labour market and active employment policy to the learners. It will familiarise learners with employer and labour market relation. After acquiring knowledge from this unit, learners will be qualified too. First, track labour market trends. Second, apply activities regarding employer-labour market relation. Introduction. The labour market is controlled by labour offer and labour demand. Through the labour market, employers can search and hire employees, and employees can find employment. The labour market is a term for labour market information, which can access pupils, students, unemployed persons, or any other beneficiaries who are in need of support in the process of making a career choice. Since the business market has opened to global competition, companies, economies, and countries are confronted with bigger competition. A company's or economic's competitiveness depends on its opportunity on adjustment to market changes and the possibility of the latest technical and technological achievements use. The impact of the global economic recession and the Eurogroup decision on the 15th of March 2013 have had a negative impact on the Cypriot economy and dealt the labour market a heavy blow. However, in 2017, the labour market has partly recovered and the future indications are forecasted as promising. Information on unemployment in Cyprus in March 2017. Monthly Labour Force Survey. There has been a gradual monthly decrease in registered unemployment over the last 24 months, pointing to an improvement in the economic climate of Cyprus. The unemployment rate has recently decreased for all age groups. Unemployment fell in all districts. The highest decrease in terms of numbers was reported in the districts of Nicosia and Limassol, mostly accounted for by the recovery of the building sector. 75% of unemployed people in Cyprus are Cypriots, 18% are citizens of other EU countries, while the remaining 7% are from other countries. Education. Half of those registered as unemployed have a secondary level general or technical education, 48%, followed by higher education graduates, 32%, and those with primary education, 20%. Unemployed people are concentrated in the wholesale and retail trade, 17%, construction, 19%, hotels/restaurants, 16%, and processing, 9%, and the main categories affected are unskilled workers, 22%, service workers, 19%, new entrants, 14%, and production technicians, 14%. Regarding the duration of unemployment, 40% of all unemployed people have been looking for work for over 6 months. 5,000 people are looking for work in services, 3,500 in trade, and 2,700 in construction. In general, the labour market indications are positive, and this encouraging picture is envisaged to continue due to estimated faster economic growth in the next 3 years, which it is forecasted to lead to employment growth and more jobs and hence to a gradual downside of the unemployment rate. In Cyprus, the Statistical Service is the competent authority responsible for the compilation and the publication of most of the official statistical data in Cyprus and the fields of employment. The Human Resource Development Authority, HRDA, is also a valuable provider of statistics concerning integration of the unemployed and inactive into the labor market and forecasts for employment and human resource supply in the Cypriot economy. The HRDA also provides estimates of employment and training needs and monitors the labor market trends. The Department of Labor in Cyprus is responsible for the promotion and implementation of government policy in the fields of employment and training of human resources, including the persons with disabilities. It is crucial for an advisor to monitor changes in the labor market and be informed about the available workforce. This is very important information for foreign investor when making a decision about opening a new company and investing in the foreign country. Therefore, a competent advisor should be familiar with the offer on the labor market. Labor market supply. Like in the rest of the EU countries, public employment services, PES, are the authorities that connect job seekers with employers. The public employment services of the Department of Labor operate at central and district level, with four labor offices at the districts of Nicosia, Limassol, Larnaca and Paphos, and two sub-offices at Paralimni and Polis. At the district labor offices, employers are assisted, free of charge, in finding suitable personnel through the notification of their vacancies. Also, through EURES, Cyprus that can provide employers, in particular small and medium-sized business, with a personalized service to access the potential workers available in the European Economic Area, EEA. Most of the jobs on the EURES job mobility portal come from the job vacancies databases managed by the public employment services of the countries participating in EURES. Using a technology called web service, the EURES search engine instantly, in real time, interrogates each national database for jobs. When searching suitable employees, employers can also use other employment agencies' services. Cyprus has many private employment agencies and they provide services like the Cyprus PES. Before recommending an agency to the foreign investor, the advisor should carry out a background check of the employment agency. You can also contact the Cyprus Human Resource Management Association for information about employment agencies and also the Cyprus Chamber of Commerce and Industry, KEBE. When searching for the adequate workforce, employers should publish job advertisements in which important information, the position, competencies, skills, and required level of education is included. It is not obligatory by law to inform Cyprus PES or any other state institution about any vacancy and results. The employer can find a suitable candidate and hire him without using the services of PES or other employment agency. Job advertisements can be published in a daily or weekly newspaper, on web pages, / platform, or in person. Employment policy measures. In order to decrease unemployment, the Department of Labor of Cyprus leads active employment policy to reach objectives for more and better jobs. The Department of Labor in Cyprus is responsible for the promotion and implementation of government policy in the fields of employment and training of human resources, including the persons with disabilities. The Department of Labor is responsible to promote full, productive and quality employment by encouraging more participation in employment and by providing placement services and vocational guidance. To promote rational utilization of human resources, including administrative and coordinating work in the fields of vocational training and education. To protect special categories of people in the field of employment, including the securing of conditions of equal treatment and equal opportunities between men and women in employment, the protection of children and young persons, as well as pregnant women and new mothers. To guarantee conditions of proper employment of foreign workers within the smooth operation of the labor market. Financial support and aid can be diverse. Currently, there are various programs of employment incentives with a main objective and purpose to support business and individuals in matters related to the increase in productivity, the training of staff, and the reduction of unemployment. Currently, there are three open schemes. First, scheme for the recruitment of enterprises with long-term unemployed personnel. Second, scheme for providing incentives for the hiring of unemployed with disabilities. Third, scheme for the recruitment of enterprises for young graduates of higher education. The employer can also obtain support in education and training programs for his future employees from HRDA and other relevant public sector organizations, for example, the Cyprus Productivity Center. Subsidized schemes related to the recruitment and development of personnel are announced during specific periods with the main objective and purpose to support businesses and individuals in matters related to the increase of productivity, the training of staff, and the reduction of unemployment. Currently, funding is provided for conducting training programs / seminars for the enterprise internally or the participation of employees and executives of various enterprises externally through training programs which are implemented by public or private institutions and training organizations. Funding is also provided for various expenses necessary for planning and implementing those programs, such as the wages of visiting instructors, the cost for each employee/instructor, if employed by the company, the wages of employees for all training hours, various operating expenses, such as rent, etc. Also, funding is provided for attending international seminars where any employee who wishes to attend and gain training in a specific specialized program may receive funding for ticket costs, residency costs, attendance costs, etc. 1.2. Important/exceptions. Active employment policy programs can be the basis for an employer's business expanding. 1.3. Tips from professionals. When recruiting, employers should use the support that public employment services and/or other employment agencies offer for candidate selection. It is in employers' best interest to use possibilities offered within active employment policy measures, so FDI advisors should regularly check them and inform investors about them. Second, provisions which regulate employer-employee relation. 2.1 Overview/Theoretical Framework. This unit is designed to introduce to the learners the national legal acts and the European Union provisions on the labor market and work law field. After acquiring knowledge from this unit, learners will be qualified to A. Identify legal regulation regarding work and labor relation and track any potential changes. B. Use the information in their work with foreign investors. European Union. The European Union seeks to promote social progress and to improve living and working conditions for European citizens. Regarding working rights, the European Union establishes minimum standards which complement political initiatives made by EU member states. The European Union brings into force the laws, directives, which establish minimum requirements for work and employment conditions, employees notifying and counseling. However, a higher level of protection can be given to employees if a member state decides to. The EU labor law benefits the employers and the society as a whole. It gives a clear framework about the work rights and obligations, provides employees with health protection, and promotes sustained economic growth. The European Union encourages free movement of goods, services, capital, and workers by the Labor Rights Act. From the Directive 2014/15 EU of the European Parliament and of the Council of the 16th of April 2014 on measures facilitating the exercise of rights conferred on workers in the context of freedom of the movement for workers. The free movement of workers gives every citizen of the Union, irrespective of his or her place of residence, the right to move freely to another member state in order to work there and/or to reside there for work purposes. It protects them against discrimination on grounds of nationality as regards access to employment, conditions of employment and work, in particular with regard to remuneration, dismissal and tax and social advantages, by ensuring their equal treatment under national law, practice and collective agreements in comparison to nationals of that member state. EURES. Freedom of workers' movement in the European Union opens new possibilities for finding appropriate employees with specific knowledge and skills. With that purpose, the web portal EURES, European Employment Service, was developed, which aims to facilitate the free movement of workers within the countries of the European Economic Area. EURES can provide employers, in particular small and medium-sized business, with a personalized service to access the potential workers available in the European Economic Area, EEA. Partners in the network include public employment services, trade unions and employer organizations. Most of the jobs on the EURES job mobility portal come from the job vacancies databases managed by the public employment services of the countries participating in EURES. Using a technology called web services, the EURES search engine instantly, in real time, interrogates each national database for jobs. For all Cypriot employers that wish to advertise vacancies in Cyprus, their vacancies have to be managed by the Public Employment Service, DYAK. National legal regulations. National legal regulations on which employer-employee relations and working contracts are based on a mixture of statute and case law, as well as the Article 25 of the Constitution, which guarantees that every person has the right to practice any profession or to carry on any occupation, trade or business. Termination of Employment Law 24/67. The termination of employment law constitutes one of the most basic statutes in Cypriot employment law and was amended by Law 89/1/2016. In Cyprus, protection is afforded against unfair dismissal to all employees under the termination of employment law 24/67 as amended. The legislation covers all employees, whether in the private sector or public sector, including apprentices. Annual Holidays with Pay Law, Law 8 of 1967 to 2005, and regulations issued thereunder. The Annual Holidays with Pay Law was enacted on the 3rd of March 1967 and entered into force on the 1st of August 1967. The main objective of the law is to secure annual leave with pay to all employees and provide the means for better utilization of the annual holidays of the employees, especially those with low income. Social Insurance Law, Law 59/1 of 2010, and regulations issued thereunder. The social insurance scheme covers compulsory every person gainfully occupied in Cyprus either as an employed person or as a self-employed person. The insured persons are classified in three categories: employed persons, self-employed persons, and voluntary contributors. The scheme is financed by contribution payable by the employers, the insured persons, and the state. The rate of contribution for the employed person as from the 1st of April 2009 is 17.9% and for the self-employed person as from the 6th of April 2009 is 16.9% on their insurable earnings. The scheme provides cash benefits for marriage, maternity, sickness, unemployment, widowhood, invalidity, orphanhood, old age, death and employment injury. Equal Treatment of Men and Women in Employment and Vocational Training Law, No. 205/1/2002. This law aims at the application of the principle of equal treatment for men and women in respect of employment, access to vocational guidance, vocational education and training, and the conditions of their provision, including professional development and the conditions and preconditions of dismissal. Protection of Young Persons at Work, number 48/1/2001. This law covers the employment of young persons by any employer. Protection of Maternity Law, number 100/1/97. Maternity rights are secured through the Maternity Protection Law, 1997, last amendment, 2002. 64/1/2002. Social Pension Law, Law 25/1 of 1995 to 2005. The purpose of the social pension law is the payment out of the general revenue of the Republic of a pension to individuals residing in Cyprus, satisfy certain residence conditions, who reach the age of 65 and do not have the right to pension or other similar payment from any other source. Protection of employee rights in the event of insolvency of the employer legislation, Law 25/1 of 2006, and regulations issued thereunder. The main objective of the protection of employees' rights in the event of insolvency of the employer law is to provide for the establishment of a fund to cover the cost for the protection of employees in the event of insolvency of their employer. The Minimum Wage Law, Chapter 183, provides for definition of the categories of workers covered and sets the minimum wages for some occupations. Currently, it addresses clerks, salesperson, school aides, child and infant minders, nursing aides, care workers, and security guards. According to the minimum wage order as of the 1st of April 2012, the minimum salary is €870, including national insurance contributions. 2.2 Important/Exceptions. Foreign nationals' employment. The employment of foreign workers in Cyprus has increased greatly over the past years following the accession of Cyprus to the EU in 2004, and more importantly, the need for specialized and highly qualified staff for the many industries that over the last decade have promoted Cyprus as an ideal business environment. The procedure of EU foreign nationals and EEA member state nationals' employment is the same as for Cypriot nationals. They are equal in all rights and obligations. Cyprus employment law provides protection to foreign nationals in terms of non-discrimination. Under the employment law, there is no distinction between a local or foreign worker, and as such, there can be no discrimination in the terms and conditions of employment. The granting of work permits for foreign workers is governed by the aliens and immigration legislation, as well as by the decisions of the Council of Ministers and the Ministerial Committee. The competent authority for granting entry permits and temporary or permanent residence permits is the Civil Registry and Migration Department of the Ministry of Interior. All non-EU residents are required to apply for residence and work permit prior to traveling to Cyprus if they intend to reside or work in Cyprus. Generally, the criteria for the approval of a work permit are the following. A. Unavailability of suitably qualified local or EU personnel who satisfy the specific needs of the employers. B. Saving and better utilization of the local or EU labor force. C. An improvement in working conditions at the workplace. D. Terms and conditions of employment of foreign nationals should be the same as those of Cypriots or EU citizens. And E. In cases where work permits are recommended for the employment of foreign nationals with special skills and knowledge which Cypriots or EU nationals do not possess, the employer shall be obliged to name a Cypriot national who will be trained during the period of the foreign national's employment. More information about residence and work permit for foreign citizens, see Module 6. 2.3 Tips from Professionals. Complexity and broadness of national provision on employer-employee relation are huge and demand support of a relevant professional. In most cases, it is recommended that the investor specified in labor law when conducting an employment contract. The investor should be informed that undeclared employment is strictly controlled. Penalties like unregistered employee, employment contract uncoordinated with legislation, employees' late registrations, under minimum salary, salary and legal obligations unpayment, employment contract manipulations or even incorrect or not completely filled contracts results with high fines, even after company closure. Third, types of employment. 3.1 Overview / Theoretical Framework. This unit is designed to introduce types and procedures of employment and additional useful information in employer-employee relation to the learners. After acquiring knowledge from this unit, learners will be qualified to understand and implement different types of employment procedure, understand the implementation of national legal provisions from work and work relation fields. Introduction. There are a few types of employment based on legal regulations on which employment contract between employer and employee can be concluded. Any kind of employment contract defines obligations and protects the rights of both contracting parties, employee and employer. Permanent employment. Employment without the termination date. Fixed-term employment. Employment with specified reasons for employment and termination date. Seasonal employment. Fixed-term employment with specified termination date. Permanent seasonal employment. The occupational record goes even though an employee may not still work. During this period, the employer pays monthly retirement contribution and health insurance is paid by the state, one of the employment boost measures. Employment procedure, employers and employees' obligations. Employment procedure. When searching for the adequate workforce, employers usually develop and post job advertisement in which all data about the position, competencies, skills and required level of education is written. Before publishing job ad, in order to find an appropriate employee, the employer has the possibility to use help from the Cyprus Employment Service to adjust ad to his needs. There is no legal obligation for the employer to report employment service or any other public institution about the job application or its results. There are following steps after job ad's expiration date. Review of received CV. Interview and candidate selection. Employers and employees' obligations. When an employer has chosen a candidate, the following steps are required. Gathering and validation of other documentation of the selected candidate. Documents listed or attached to the circulum vitae of the selected candidate are the candidate's personal statements or documentation, which proves that the conditions of the application are fulfilled. Additional documentation is required when the employment contract is signed for the work evidence, legal service, and accounting needs, salary calculation division. In order for the employer to ensure that he will have all the necessary documentation in time to fulfill his obligations accepted by signing the employment contract, he/she has the right to request the complete documentation before signing the employment contract. Gathering all extra documentation which is obligated in specific business branches. An applicant can have valid certificates from his former employer, for example, sanitary examination certificate, caterer, hairdresser, beautician, etc. Minimum hygienic certificate, caterer, and/or medical examination certificate, construction workers. If validation date of mentioned documents is expired, the employer's obligation is to obtain employee new certificate. Mentioned documents expense is paid by the employer. Presentation and acceptance of labor regulation. The employer is obligated to give employee labor regulation, if there is any, to read and sign its acceptance. On the other hand, the employee has to read and sign a decision of its acceptance. Employment contract. After the employer is insured that has all necessary documentation and it is in order to legal requirements and his business policy, the last step can be fulfilled, drawing up and signing the employment contract. There are standard employment contract forms for indefinite and fixed term period that contain all basic elements and regulations that the contract must have. If wanted, the employer can make employment contract with more details and regulations. All regulations included in employment contract must be in accordance with labor law and other legal regulations foreseen for specific cases or certain profession. Other employer-employee obligations. Some specific business legislation requires that employees pass additional exams. For example, in some industries connected with user/customers health protection, employee is obligated to make a sanitary examination. Sanitary certificate has to be renewed within the legal deadline. Employees in catering industry must pass minimum hygienic exam. Construction workers are obliged to do health examination before employment. Additionally, each employee is obliged to choose a specific of occupational medicine for his employees, usually according to the working place, filling in the appropriate form verified by a stamp and signature of the responsible person. Registration in retirement and health insurance system. When hiring the first employee, the employer must make a registration in Social and Retirement Security Subject Registry. Next to the registration form, following documentation must be attached. Legal entity. Decision of registration in the court register. Decision from Social Insurance Services and law about the company's business activity, in line with the National Classification of Business Activities. Natural persons, SP. Decision of registration in trade registry. Identity card copy of the employee. Confirmation of the beginning of personal insurance on the form. In case of foreign citizens, work permit. The employer or the company's accountant brings in-person employment registration forms at the Retirement and Health Insurance Office. When registering new employees in the Retirement and Health Insurance, the following documents are needed. Copy of employee's identity card, social insurance registration number. If the employee is not registered before, he/she should register before beginning to work. In case of employee's registration through internet, health insurance form is not needed because the registration is managed automatically through the retirement insurance system. Every employer has to register his/her employees in the social insurance system from the first day of the job. If not, he/she may pay some penalty money because of any delay in the registration process. 3.2. Employment guidelines. Each employer and employee has to work properly under the Cyprus/EE law regulations. The Department of Labor, a part of the Ministry of Labor, Welfare and Social Insurance of the Republic of Cyprus, is responsible for issues of employment, including equality between men and women. More specific responsibilities of the department include, among other things, protection of special groups in employment, public employment services, free movement of European Union workers, employment of workers from third countries, and some aspects of human resource development. Also, everyone can contact the service of the Ministry of Labor, Welfare and Social Insurance to learn all the legal obligations and rights that he/she may have during his/her work under the agreed employment contract. Moreover, under the same ministry, there is the Department of Labor Regulations, when every detail can be provided by the employees for any employment contract from both sides, employer, natural body, employee.